Stephen Takir Yangdong, the Lair County Commissioner, say his office closed down the temporary protection area last week and relocated more than 200 IDPs to their original village. Takir say authority closed down the camp after they realized some residents were engaging in unlawful act, including RAF.
There is a peace across the country, across Unity State in particular, or between Coach Mayandit and Lair. We settle all those issues. Everybody is in his home or her home. And then we come up with the solution. Those who are in the TPA to be relocated to their home.
Commissioner Takir say when the camp was open, official expects civilian to return to their home as soon as there was a political stability. An IDP who spoke on condition of animosity for fear of reprisal said the county authority forced IDPs against their will to leave temporary protection area.
Then as then today, and the situation is very terrible, because if you have been displaced from where you stayed before and you have been told you have to leave your area, so it is better for we now. So you may find one household, if you have relatives living or staying late on, maybe you may get many houses congested.
Galwa Jacob is a coordinator of the local non-profit of restoration. He say Lair County Authority notified aid agency about a decision to close the camp.
It was supposed to be demolished in November 2022, but due to the engagement that was imposed to the government by the partners, and in particular of restoration and UNHCR, it was extended to March. And with that, when we realized that it won't be easy for the people or the vulnerable people that are living in TPA to get out of TPA within that short period of time, we went back for further engagement with the Honorable Commissioner for their county to at least give them enough time for them to prepare for their exit from the TPA.
Linda Tom, a spokesperson for the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, say UNMISS mandate on the Lair temporary protection site expired.
We're no longer there. That has to be the condition for the UN mission in South Sudan to basically take responsibility for that area and also for the people who are there.
Lair County Authority and UN agency established the camp in 2016 to protect civilians who fled their home due to violence.
For BA News, I'm Lier Nyaja reporting in Bentiu.